creation.
Part of the community. The next idea.
It doesn't always look like the dots connect, but they do.
Is there a state of mind that boosts innovation, boosts creativity? That moment of grace when you're immersed in something and everything seems pretty much effortless? Our brain guy says the answer is absolutely yes. Dr. David Fessel is a professor of radiology at the University of Michigan Medical School, where he heads up the leadership curriculum for the med students. Here now to talk about the flow state. Welcome back to The Next Idea. It's been too long.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
So what is the flow state?
The flow state, I think we all know it sort of intuitively. That state where we're totally immersed in something that we really enjoy, whether it's running or gardening or writing or dancing, and we just are totally immersed. We lose track of time. Things just seem to work effortlessly. They just flow, just works.
And what's going on in the brain when that's happening?
Yes, yes. This emerging brain science is so interesting because we're learning more and more about what's happening actually in the brain circuitry when this is going on. And it seems to be there's some sort of brakes and gas pedals, if you will, in the brain. And when we're in that flow state, we sort of let off the gas pedal and maybe push down on the brake. And how does that happen? A lot of it has to do with this feeling of psychological safety. Do we feel safe in this environment? Is it with a certain group of people? Is it with a certain setting? Is it with music that we're familiar with? Is it with the movement, as in dance or yoga? So that is a really big part of it. And when that happens, we sort of give ourselves permission, if you will. Our brain circuitry shifts a little bit. We let off on the brake, maybe a little bit more on the gas, and things just seem to go in that effortless flow.
It strikes me as you're describing this, I'm thinking of great artists in terms of actors or musicians and when there are dancers. So when they're out in that moment, and maybe there's nerves beforehand.
Right.
But then you step on that stage, and a young friend of ours was actually a lead dancer in Lord of the Dance. She danced along Michael Flatley and toured the world. And the first time she danced lead, I remember Brea's comment was, it felt like I was supposed to be there.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. Athletes call it being in the zone. Mm-hmm. Musicians might call it being in the pocket. When it's just that interplay with your comrades or your fellow musicians, your fellow athletes, you don't have to think. It's just working.
But that's all fun stuff. Can that be applied in the workplace or in academia for students? Can you find yourself doing that even if you're working on a project for the boss or a paper for your teacher?
I think so. We probably all have it at moments as well. You know, you can think about the last time when you were involved in a project, maybe writing something or planning something or strategizing, and you looked up and it's, 2 hours, 3 hours later. I think it happens in those moments. And we can also help it by taking little breaks where we have those flow states. About a year or two ago, I started juggling, just wanted to learn it, and it kind of helps the brain circuitry, they say, as well. And so now when I want a break, I have these little juggle balls in my office and just take a 1 or 2 minute break.
So and your brain responds to that in what way?
Yes, I think it's sort of like a reset. You know, you hit the reboot on your computer, and the circuitry sort of reboots, and you get a moment or two of that flow, and then your brain says, okay, I can do this more. And you go.
So can we bring that flow to from the places where it happens naturally to perhaps that we don't find so pleasurable? Can we turn it on?
Yes, I think so. I think it has to do a lot with noticing first where it does happen, increasing your awareness and your attention. If it happens in gardening or running or these other places, what elements, what helps it? Is it the music that you listen to when you're running? Is it the outdoor part of it? Maybe you can shift some of your activities into the outdoors. Noticing, bringing attention and awareness to when it happens, and then taking some of those elements and putting them in other places.
Interesting. So you have to be aware and realize you're in it and then just find what it is that...
Notice the patterns.
The patterns.
The elements and the patterns.
If there is such a thing, is there a dark side to the flow?
There can be too much of a good thing. You know, some people say they get in this flow state when they're gambling or they're doing other activities, or maybe in the flow state in your work and you... It's 10 o'clock at night, and you realize you're supposed to be home for dinner, supposed to pick up the kids. So you can have too much of a good thing. Have to keep an eye on it. I think most of us, with our hectic, busy lives, though, having a little bit more flow in a healthy way, of course, can be a really nice thing.
Your essay talks explores the idea of trying to help others around us find their flow state. So how can we help others achieve that state, whether you are a supervisor or you're a coworker or a parent? With a youngster, how can we help others?
Yes, I love that question. And again, I think it comes back to another simple question. asking people, hey, what helps you be in that state? What helps you flow? Is it a closed door? Can we give you some time when we don't interrupt you, leave you alone in that way? Can we give you a certain kind of break where you need to go for 15 minutes around the block? And we understand that because that helps you flow. Asking people, what helps you flow and how can we support you in that way? And that gives them permission. And also, if you're doing it for yourself, if you're giving yourself that permission, I think you'll see and you realize the benefits and you want to naturally give that to other people.
Can our ability to find our flow state and tap into that, can that boost innovation, maybe even make a difference in the economy?
Yes. I think much of our creativity and innovation comes from these flow states where we just lose track of what's going on. We tap into our deepest creativity. We connect the dots. You know, Steve Jobs says creativity is just about connection. If you're in that flow state, you're totally relaxed and you can connect those dots and you can be more creative. And like you just said a minute ago, you can help others do the same.
Dr. David Fessel, his University of Michigan School of Medicine, professor of radiology, also heads up the leadership curriculum at the med school. And you can check out his essay and read all about the flow state by going to the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Thank you so much, doctor.
My pleasure. Thank you, Cindy.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.